Mamqina.
Yebo, yes.
Welcome.
Ngiyabonga.
Mamqina Mhlophe, she's here in the studio. Mamqina Mhlophe, she's here in the studio.
Yes.
Did they invite you to the unveiling of the King Shaka at the airport there?
I'm glad they did not.
No.
How
was Africa Story Magic the first season received?
African Story Magic, the first season was, I thought it would be laid back, Mos. I thought we are in KwaZulu-Natal, East Coast Radio and what. And then I get a phone call from Tanzania. I'm in Tanzania, I'm listening to you, I'm so excited. Yeah. And then I would hear people say that they heard me in Ghana. And East Coast Radio is big. How wide is the East Coast? And I realized that African Story Magic is listened to in the continent. And that is something. Shout out to East Coast Radio for believing in the art of storytelling. And this is our heritage. This is our very, very important power. Because when you don't have your own heritage, who are you exactly? So I'm really, really grateful that it was so well received. And when I started hearing, which it's been nominated, oh, that's nice. I thought nomination was good enough.
Yes.
And then it wins an award.
Yeah.
And then I hear another nomination. So the awards kept coming. I'm thinking, this is amazing. It's encouraging. It is inspiring, but it also means buckle up.
So we are here to talk about season two of African Story Magic. It is now launching. It is available bi-weekly, Wednesdays, in both English and isiZulu on ecr.co.za or any podcast platform. Wherever you're listening to your podcasts and you hear me talking about this, then you just search African Story Magic. Do yourself one favor. And I've said this since the very beginning. Even if you don't speak a word of Zulu, listen to the Zulu story being told by Africa's greatest storyteller, Mamqina Mhlophe, who's here with us this morning.
Yeah, we're moving again, getting on the road. Let's do this thing. Because you can't just get the applause and be happy about winning an award. So even winning the Podcast of the Year award recently in October, it means really, really pull up your socks, get back into the studio. Season two is calling. And so I'm very, very grateful about that.
So here we are, season two. What can we look forward to in season two?
Season two, we look forward to both contemporary stories and stories from long, long ago. I like to do both so that we touch the past and feel the future. That's what I believe in.
Yeah.
IsiZulu, when you say touch the past, feel the future, I love the way you translate it into IsiZulu. You say, Zazi, imvelaphi yakho, uhlomele ikusasa. When you say the word hloma, you mean be armed for tomorrow. When you know who you are, where you come from. So that's what we're doing. Season two, we're talking about old stories. We're talking about contemporary stories. And let's do this. Many people think ancient wisdoms exist only when they are written in black and white. Ancient wisdoms are in every culture. What we have to listen to is how it is brought to the fore by the Maoris of New Zealand. You listen to the Machu Picchu. Recently in our storytelling festival, we had a woman from Chile. When she was telling about her culture, about her people, I think, Aibo, we are one.
Yeah.
You listen to the Native Americans in Canada, in the US. I've been to the reserves in Kakawistahau, and you listen and you think, wow. So you learn so much that in the end, we are all one. And so the ancient wisdoms are coming to the present, and they are carrying us. They are the vehicle that take us forward to those quantum physics.
Yeah.
Or NASA. I went to open the big conference. Stars, I love astronomy, by the way. I love astronomy. I've even taken a delegation of young people from KZN, dragged them. When you know Mamqina's Oktata, so we went to Sutherland. Many, many people don't even know that when we were competing for the bid to host the best, the biggest telescope in the Southern Hemisphere, we were competing with Australia in the end, and then South Africa won. Sorry, Australia.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
We won.
This car, right?
Yeah. Mm. Yes. And I dragged these young people. I said, come and see for yourselves what we are talking about. What is astronomy? What are all of these observatories? It's unbelievable. Their eyes were like this.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, all of that, it is ours. Yeah. Our people believed in the stars. They knew when to start hunting, when to use certain herbs to heal and to find your direction when you are traveling. Because you see, isilimela, where is it pointing? Then that's how I'm going to find my home. The sky affected what happens on Earth. That was way back when. So let's be clear that our stories are part and parcel of who we are, but let's share. The operative word in my work is always sharing.
Always sharing. And what better way to do that than with podcasts? Mantlina Mhlophe, host of season 2 of African Story Magic. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. African Story Magic, we're going to keep on touching lives and making sure that people recognize the wealth that we have in our heritage. Ngiyabonga.
It is available bi-weekly on Wednesdays in both English and isiZulu on ecr.co.za or wherever you listen to your podcast.
I'm Gcina Mhlophe, inviting you to listen to season 2 of the award-winning African Story Magic podcast. Proudly brought to you by McDonald's Happy Meal Readers. The latest episode is called Sunset Colors. It's set in a rural KZN village and tells the story of Temba, a young boy with a big dream. It's a story of self-love and acceptance. Listen in English or isiZulu at ecr.co.za under podcasts.